Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Bye. from the genius of Boston Strong saxophonist and jazz educator George Garzone. We open the large, pearly jazz doors to another hour of Neon Jazz. That was the 2014 song Gorgonzola off his CD Quintonic. So, George is known for being a member of The Fringe, a jazz trio that was formed back in 1972, and they perform regularly in the Boston area, and they've toured worldwide. George started out on the tenor saxophone when he was 6 years old, and his family was steeped in playing music, and he attended music school there in Boston as well. But in the very beginning, he had to make a choice between music and cooking. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what George told me about that decision and how it came about.
I mean, I was caught between three things in 68. It was music, cooking school, in Vietnam. I remember Lovano and myself and Billy Drews and Kenny Warner sitting around a TV in the little rec room at Berkeley while they were calling numbers for a lottery of people that were going, you know. It was pretty scary. But yeah. Luckily I didn't get called. You know?
And he made the right choice. Over the decades, he has graced the world with his quality music. He has appeared on many, many recordings. And over the years, he has had the honor of performing with the best in the world of jazz. This is what he told me about performing with the best in the business.
It made me realize this one word that I think the cats that know understand, and it's called consistency. You know, being able to maintain this high level all the time. And that's what I try to teach the students. You know, you can be a young monster at 18 or 19, but talk to me when you're 30 or 35, you know.
Along with the music, George is a very storied and great jazz educator, teaching at places like the Berklee College of Music and the New England Conservatory. He also pioneered the triadic chromatic approach, and his students have been luminaries like Joshua Redman and the great Bradford Marsalis. So with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves jazz and creates it. Each and every day, the sun rises and sets over it, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to open that door full swing to give you that jazz we have. So let's listen to another from the robust catalog of George Garzone. Here he is in 2006 with the song One Time off his Fours and Two CD.
Thank you.
George Garzone talking to Joe Dimino, the home of Neon Jazz, and Charlie Parker. Listen to this radio station.
That was Detroit native neo-bop jazz pianist and vocalist Johnny O'Neill with his tune Dead Letter Blues, original off the CD Sun Records, The Blues Years, 1950-58. This cat's playing ranges have gone from the technically virtuosic to the tenderest of ballad interpretations. The unique style he's developed is all about the jazz elders that he's loved over the years, like Oscar Peterson and Art Tatum. But it was Mulgrew Miller that summed up Johnny, and this is what he said. In my generation of musicians, there are two who are probably the most naturally talented. They both happen to be from Detroit. One is Kenny Garrett, the well-known saxophonist, and the other is pianist Johnny O'Neill. That should sum it all up for you folks. From a classic cut out of the enormous Miles Davis library, we give you Circle, next on Neon Jazz.
Hi, this is saxophonist Michael Eaton, and you're listening to Kansas City's premier jazz radio show, Neon Jazz, with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was composer, arranger, and bassist Chuck Israels with the 2012 tune, Two Birds with One Stone, from the CD It's Nice to Be With You. This Cleveland, Ohio native grew up in a very music-rich household. He became a musician because it was in his blood and it was a part of his family's lineage. So Chuck was known primarily in the very beginning for his work with the Bill Evans Trio, but he branched out and he shared the stage with the likes of Billie Holiday, Benny Goodman, Coleman Hawkins, Herbie Hancock, J.J. Johnson, John Coltrane, and many others over a very illustrious career. With his orchestra following his baton, this is the great Eddie Barclay with the tune Hot Club Swing off the 2014 CD, The Best of Lounge Jazz.
Domino.
That was the very accomplished Julian Joseph with the 2012 song Think of One, live at the Vortex there in London, England, which happens to be his hometown. His style combines a respect for the modern developments in jazz piano and its history, and he regularly works in both contemporary and traditional situations. Along with the music, jazz education is a huge part of his approach to living, and over the years he has had 6 albums under his name, but he loves the live performance and the composing, and he is also a broadcaster. He has several shows on the BBC Radio 3. In fact, he has been dubbed a jazz master of all trades. Not too bad there. From the drums of a legend, we move on with the jazz messengers in tow. Here's the always cool Art Blakey with the 1965 song Faith off his album Smake It.
Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
That was the band Coma, or as we refer to it as, the California Outside Music Associates outfit, with the 2007 song Fire Eating Duelist off their cool disc Ornamental Urban Shrubbery. This act has been heavily influenced by Ornette Coleman and world music. They have a blended sound of creating a free expressive music, and it's very interesting. With a talented cast led by Tim Byrne, here's a backup of Rez Abbasi, Michael Formanek, and Amanda Gari with the 2014 tune Trucks off their album T-Duality. Wait, you hear that? It's the drum roll. The time has come to say goodbye with the uber-talented Houston, Texas native jazz pianist Helen Sung with the 2007 tune Conundrum off her CD Push. From her early years of classic piano and violin, she went on to tour India and Thailand with Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter. Not too bad. And she's gone on to have a great career from there. And it's with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that might just perform the Taxi War Dance if we are persuasive enough, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Yes, sir. Like what you heard, well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.